Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Lucy. How can I assist you?
Yes, hi. My name is Earl Gates. I placed an order online, and there's a couple issues with it that I need to have you be made aware of to see if we can resolve the problem. I have an order number for you.
Give me one moment. I'm trying to pull up my computer's taking a little moment. All right, I'm sorry about that. My computer has come back up. Can I have your zip code to pull up an account?
08302.
Your first and last name?
Earl Gates, Gates. I have an order number if that helps you any.
You said Earl Gates. And for security purposes,
yes,
can you verify your address for me?
Well, that's one of the issues, but it's supposed to be Tensorata Drive, Bridgeton, New Jersey, 08302. But on my screen for the order, it says Tensorata Drive, Bridgeton, AL, 08302.
So what is it supposed to say?
New Jersey, 08302.
So it's supposed to be Bridgetown, New Jersey instead of AL?
Yes, ma'am. I don't even know how that happened because on my screen it said Bridgeton, New Jersey. But when I placed the order and the order confirmation screen came up, it said Bridgeton, Alabama, 08302.
So that
everything
needs to be
exactly
changed.
The same.
So the state is what again? I'm sorry.
New Jersey. Bridgeton, New Jersey, 08302.
All right, I had that updated for you.
So you do have my order number in front of you, that
C39C51ElfBoy66.
Yes, ma'am. Because I just called a couple minutes ago and they could not find the order number anywhere. I don't know whether the gentleman had problem with his machine too or what, but so yeah, you definitely have the right order. The other issue is, and I tried to get this from him, but where he couldn't find my order number, he couldn't help me with it. After this thank you for ordering screen came up, it mentioned something about a 14-day trial. It says 30-day supply, 14-day trial. There was never any mention of any kind of trial when I placed the order, only that I was purchasing a 30-day supply of this cream. If there's some kind of trial that's going on with this order, I need to cancel that trial right now. I have you on the phone.
Okay, so you don't want to receive their product?
Oh, I want the product, the 30-day supply of the product, but I don't want a free trial. I mean, I don't want a 14-day trial.
That's what you purchased.
Let me start from the beginning. I filled out a survey at Home Depot, and it sent me to this link where I could choose a bunch of different items for filling out the survey. And I'm going to read you exactly what it said, if you don't mind. It says, word for word, skin revitalizer, look 10 years younger, 30-day anti-aging skin cream. The new injection solution, replenish your skin's moisture, firming appearance, restoring natural glow to reveal a younger-looking you, regular price, $129.99, your price today, zero, pay only shipping and handling. Nothing, absolutely nothing anywhere about a 14-day trial. until after I made the purchase. And then the screen came up.
Because you were redirected to our website. I'm not sure about that pop-up that you may be reading about. That's why I redirected you to our website before proceeding to checkout.
I never made it to a newbie skincare website. It went directly from
that website that you seen where it starts stating about after you made your purchase about the 14 days. That's our direct website.
It took me right to a place where I could place the order. Never anything.
That's our direct website.
Okay, so what came up next? Because I just clicked on it again. It's still there. All it's asking for is my billing information. It's telling me the 30-day supply is free, $6.59 shipping and handling, and it's having me put my credit card information in. Absolutely nothing about a 14-day trial, and what's on my browser, it says trynuvie.com, not nuvieskincare.com. It's trynuvie.com.
Nuvie is
nowhere,
the name of the product.
Nowhere on my screen. What's that?
You stated it says trynuvie.com. That's the name of the product that you're speaking about, correct?
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, you mentioned that it takes me to your website, which it's not. It's taking me to a trynuvie.com site.
That's the website for that product.
Well, I was told at the previous conversation that the website for the product is nuvieskincare.com, nuvieskincare.com, not trynuvie.com. And it doesn't matter anyway because on that screen, no mention, absolutely no mention whatsoever about a 14-day trial, just a 30-day supply. I can send you a screenshot of it if you'd like. There's no mention at all about no trial anywhere. Not until after I made the purchase did it pop up a screen saying, thank you for your order. You're going to get a 30-day supply and a 14-day trial. That was the only time it mentioned anything about a 14-day trial.
Well, I know it will be there
so
before proceeding to your checkout. I've never had that issue with a customer stating that they don't see the terms and conditions. They state that they've seen them. They may have not read them, but they've never stated that they've never seen them there.
I'm on my checkout screen right now because I went back to it. And, it's at the screen where it's asking me for my credit card information. So if I put that in and say complete checkout, you're thinking that maybe it comes up after that because I'm saying no. Why would they put it up after I've already made the purchase? I know what's going to come up. It's going to come up, thank you for your order. Your orders are currently being processed and will be shipped promptly. It gives me my order number, tells me what I purchased. That's the first time it says anything at about 14-day trial. And, again, whenever it came up, I want to cancel that. That's what I have you on the phone for. But now you're telling me in order to cancel the trial, I can't even get the product? What kind of sense
sir.
Does that make? They're trying to give me a – go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You canceled. There's no way you're receiving the product. Unless you call within your 14-day trial period. I'm not sure about any pop-up that you may be speaking about, sir. As I stated, you're on the Nuvie's website when making that purchase. But would you like for me to go ahead and cancel out your order for you?
1 second. You just said as long as I cancel within the 14-day trial, I'm in the 14-day trial. I want to cancel.
I can go ahead and cancel out your order for you, but by you just placing your order, you will not receive the product. You just purchased the product today, so how can you cancel?
Wow.
You don't even have the product yet, so there's no way that you can cancel.
I'm not canceling the product. I'm canceling the trial. So you're saying if I wait until I – when should I – how long should I wait? I don't understand.
As long as you call within your 14-day trial period.
That's not true because I'm calling right now. I've already started my 14-day trial, and you can't cancel it for me.
You haven't even received the product.
What is it that I'm actually going to receive? Help me with that, please.
The product that you purchased.
A 30-day supply of that product?
Yes, and we give you 14 days to try that product.
So you're gonna mail me a 30-day supply of that product, and the day I get it, if I call and cancel the 14-day trial, then what happens?
You will not be for those products.
You broke up real bad. I'm sorry. What did you say?
You won't be billed full price for those products if you call and cancel within your trial period. If you don't call and cancel within your trial period, you're billed full price for those products.
Then yes, I would absolutely 100% while I have you on the phone.
Give me
like
one moment.
Cancel this shit. Thank you.
Your account has been canceled. Is there anything else that I can assist you with?
You've canceled both of the.
Yes.
Most of the transactions, because my credit card was hit with two different transactions.
Yes, sir.
And you've canceled both of them? Are you able to send me some kind of
You will receive an email.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for contacting customer support.